Hashem. We are in page 52, Nunbet.
Somebody told me one day this week, Thursday, there's no shiur. No, it's Shabbat Holy, correct?
I didn't feel that. Why?
Oh, no, sorry.
Why you said that?
No, I just feel like nothing's not going to
happen. Why you said something so horrible?
No, we have a shiur every day, bro. That's from a Haredi organization.
A crazy organization. Sounds like poison. I just opened it in the Baruch Hashem into the Shuvah. There is a picture of a woman.
No, Torah.
Haredi.
Oh,
Haredi models.
What?
Only one I saw. It depends who you ask. Haredi gonna say that it is
tzah.
Okay, Bezrat Hashem, page Nun Bet. We are in that new part of the Mishnah. Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai are saying, in the middle of the white lines, Bet Shammai are saying, Ner umazon vechule, candle and food. The Mishnah is saying, first of all, Bet Shammai are saying, candle. Yes, in the middle of the white lines. Ner umazon vechulei. The order by Bet Shammai is, first of all, in Havdalah is candle, and then food for someone that doesn't have just only one cup. Raboisai, quiet. Candle and food. And besamim v'havdalah, and then incense, and then to make the bracha of havdalah. This is the order for a man that have only one cup of wine. Uvet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying in the Mishnah, ner uvesamim, mazon v'havdalah, candle, and then incense, and then food, and then havdalah. So they have an argument on incense and food, what to put before. Rav Huna bar Yuda, Rav Huna, the son of Yuda, Rav Yuda, Ikla lebe Rava, he was in the house of Rava. Chazayel Rava, he saw Rava, debarich absamim bereisha, that he was doing the bracha on incense in the beginning. Means not like Bet Shammai and not like Bet Hillel. The argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai in that issue is on the middle ones. If incense is going to be before of food, or if food is going to be before of incense. Can you close the window, Rabbi Yosef, please?
Akol?
Yes.
No, it's only like Torah
Aruicha. Bezrat Hashem.
Minimum Echa.
Let's start with closing, and then we're going to see what we'll do next. Can you open that one? No, not you. Not you, not Yaakov. Thank you very much. If it bothers you, please let us know. We opened over that one. So, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are arguing on the middle ones. They're not talking at all on the first one. I mean, for sure, it have to be a candle in the beginning. But Rava, he was putting the incense before Absamim Bereisha. Chazayel Rava, Debarich Absamim Bereisha. He saw that Rava was blessing on the incense before. Amar Le, so he told him, Rav Huna Bar Yuda told Rava, Michde Bet Shammai U Bet Hillel, Amaor Lo Plige. Also Bet Shammai and also Bet Hillel, they're not arguing on the candle that it has to be first. So why are you saying on the incense first? the Tanya, because we learned in a Braita, Bet Shammai are saying, Bet Shammai omrim, Ner umazon, candle and food, Besamim ve'avdala, incense and avdala, Uvet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, Ner uvsamim, mazon ve'avdala, candle in the beginning, and incense and food, and then avdala. So why are you not holding the shita of Bet Hillel, and also not the shita of Bet Shammai? Ani Rava Batre. So Rava answered to him, Zo Divre Rabbi Meir. That Mishnah that you quoted, that Braita, is going by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Aval Bat Rabbi Yuda Omer, Rabbi Yuda is saying, Lo Nechleku Bet Shammai Uvet Hillel Al Hamazon. Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel were not arguing on the food, Shehu Batchila, that he is in the beginning, ועל הבדלה שהיא בסוף, and on הבדלה that's in the end. על מה נחלקו? On what they were arguing? על המאור ועל הבשמים, on light, on candle, and on incense. שבית שמי אומרים, that בית שמי are saying, על המאור, first of all, on the candle, ואחר כך בשמים, and after it on the incense. ובית הלל אומרים, and בית הלל are saying, בשמים ואחר כך מאור. Incense, and after it, the candle. So actually, the answer of I don't really understand the answer of Rava so much. Do you understand it?
Totally. It's different than both of them.
In both of those that it brings, also again, the candle is in the beginning, the food is in the beginning, and not the incense. So, but I'm trying to say, I think that maybe the argument that they have was only on a place of a Seuda if he doesn't have wine, but maybe over there they weren't in that situation.
It says in footnotes only about only a single cup of wine for both Hadala and Berkat Hamazon.
Very nice. I don't understand it. Do you, someone? Boisai? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Nahagu ha'am kebet Hillel, aliba de Rabbi Yuda. And the people were holding the shita of Bet Hillel according to the shita of Rabbi Yuda. This is the halacha lemaise. Bet Hillel are saying, first of all, incense, and then the light. So maybe we can say, you know what? Maybe we can say now, let's read it again. Rav Huna Bar Yuda Ikla Leve Rava Chazaye Le Rava Debarich Absamim Bereisha. So maybe when he's saying Absamim Bereisha, he saw that in Motzei Shabbat, he said, Amar le Rav Huna, Mikhde, Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, Amaor lo Paligi, it's before of incense. Bet Shammai omrim, Ner u'mazon, Besamim ve'avdala. Bet Hillel omrim, Ner u'besamim, mazon ve'avdala. I'm trying to understand where actually Rava put the incense in that in his Avdalah. This is going to be the answer. If he haven't put it in the beginning, so I can understand it. But if really he put it in the real beginning, so I don't understand it. If he put it first, between the two middle ones, we can understand it. But by the words, it sounds like he put it in the beginning. So let's try to learn it now like he put it in the beginning of the middle ones and not in the beginning of all four brachot. Just in, like, it's going to be the second bracha. First of the middle ones. Let's try. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rava. And he found Rava, he saw Rava, the Barich Absamim Beresha, that he said incense in the beginning. Now we're going to try to explain incense in the beginning of the middle ones. Not in the beginning of all four brachot, just as the second one out of four. Okay? Amarle, so Rabuna Bar Yehuda said to him, Mich de Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, they're not arguing on the candle that it's going to be first. Bet Shammai are saying, candle and then food and then incense. Incense is third, v'havdalah. Uvet Hillel are saying candle and incense. So this is what it's hard also on that shita. It's hard because now Rava was following the shita of Uvet Hillel. So what's the problem? This is so all of that complaint, the argument of Rava cannot stand in that assumption to put incense second. So we cannot learn it like that. So we have to put, this is what it forced me before, to put it first and not second. Not first out of the middle ones, just first. But then the conclusion is very hard. Let's now try to put it in the first, as the first one. It cannot be. Because why? Because then Rava is answering to him. This is the words of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the argument of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel was on the food that it's going to be in the beginning and on Havdalah that's going to be in the end. On that they're not arguing. On what they are arguing? On candle and on incense. That Bet Shammai are saying on the candle first means candle going to be the first one of the middle ones. That means the second. V'achar kach besamim, and after it incense. And Bet Hillel are saying incense and after it candle. So both of them again are talking about the middle ones. So I cannot establish it also by the second shita. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Great. Do you have a solution?
It's kind of crazy. Because first they're saying that, because then they go moreover to say that it's, they're arguing between light and lights.
This is the next part of the Mishnah. Ma'or Me'ore, this is the next part of the Mishnah. No,
and
now we're talking.
And
what?
And also Bara and Bor.
Alright, this is the next part. This is not the part that we're learning. This is the next part. Now we're in the part before. In the part before, we have that argument on the order of the brachot, not on the nusach, not on the words, just on how which bracha to put first.
Oh yeah.
All right, boys' side. Let's try to learn it again until we're gonna find it. Bezat Hashem.
They keep mentioning food.
What?
You keep mentioning food.
Yes.
I've never seen food as part of Abdallah.
Because you always have two cups of wine. Or that you're not benching with wine in Suda Revit, so you don't have that problem. Food in Havdalah, it's only when the man have only one cup of wine and he wants it to be used also for Havdalah and also for benching in Suda Revit, fourth Suda. In that situation, you need to use the cup when you're saying Birkat Hamazon and then to say Havdalah.
The toast is only used when you have a minyan or a mizuman or for Beitan, means the toast of wine.
Very good question.
That's my question too.
So Be'ezrat Hashem, you're going to ask each other and share the information with us.
If the person doesn't have enough money for two kosher for yayin, then he's not eating with 10 people, or maybe
how do you know? Maybe it's a dining room, maybe it's a cheder ochel, and all of the people over there stuck with only
one. Everybody brings the food, so that will see.
Maybe there is only a bottle of wine from the Beit Knesset, and left only one cup of wine, for example. Can be.
Or what about with the mezuzah? With three people.
We're looking for answers, Rabbi Yisrael, not for questions.
Isn't the Gemara somewhere, even a person by himself, the Hatila should venture the host?
Another question.
Isn't there a Gemara somewhere that even bleed, well, the Zuman, well, meaning, even by himself?
We're looking for an answer on that Sugiya, and you're just uploading more questions. We need to see the answer for the sugya.
Could the ratio, the samin, the ratio be before Birkat HaMazon or after Birkat HaMazon? After Mazon, sorry. There's a difference. Probably. Shammai says that.
What, you samin, want to say that he said incense before that he was eating?
Incense.
No, we're talking about the order of the brachot in the
incense before Amazon.
Before Birkat Amazon. Before the blessing on the food.
Okay. Incense before. Or incense after. One of them says incense before, the other one says incense after. So ratio is maybe before Amazon, the other one is after.
Bet Shammai of saying Nehu Mazon Mechule. Rab Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rabba. Rab Huna Bar Yehuda found himself in the house of Rabba. Chazay Le Rabba Debarich Abesamim Bereisha. He found Rabba that Rabba said the bracha on the incense in the beginning.
In the beginning of the brachot.
Like we said, you're opening with one of them, and then you're throwing in a certain order all of other brachot after that bracha. This is how we learned it 2 weeks ago or so. Like meshalshel, like a chain, we said, one link after the other. So he saw actually that Rava was saying Abesamim Bereisha on incense in the beginning. So let's say that those incense, let's try to establish that after Birkat HaMazon, after the blessing on the food, he was saying incense. Means second bracha. Let's try. Amar le michde bet Shammai ubet Hillel. We saw Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, Amaor lo pligi, that on the candle they're not arguing, the Tanya, because we learned, the Tnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Bet Shammai, Omrim, that Bet Shammai are saying, Ner, candle, Umazon, and food, Besamim, and then incense, Ve'avdala. So, Rava wasn't holding the Shita of Bet Shammai. Because Bet Shammai are putting candle before. Uvet Hillel are saying, Ner uvsamim, mazon v'avdala. Also they're putting candle before. Ani Rava batres, or Rava answered to him, that Mishnah is the words of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda disagree. Rabbi Meir is saying that the argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel is on the food, that it is going to be in the beginning, and on Havdalah, that it's going to be in the end, Shei Basof. So, Al Ma Nechleku, on what they're arguing, Al HaMa'or Ve'Al HaBesamim, on light, on candle, and on incense. Shebet Shammai Omrim Al HaMa'or, that Bet Shammai are saying that the candle is first, Ve'Achar Kach Besamim, and after it incense. Uvet Hillel are saying, Bet Hillel Omrim Besamim Ve'Achar Kach Ma'or, incense, and after it candle. So actually, Rava was holding the shita of Bet Hillel. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, actually, Rava was holding the shita of Bet Hillel. So Rava wasn't putting incense before of everything, just he was putting it like the Shita of Beit Hillel. But then it's hard for me to understand the complaint of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, because Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rava, he told him, Mirde Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Amaor Lo Pligi, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. On the candle, they're not arguing. The Tanya, because it says, Beit Shammai Neru Mazon Samim Ve'Avdala, Beit Hillel Neru Samim Mazon Ve'Avdala. So what's actually the argument of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda? Told him. He asks, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda asks Rava, why you're saying bracha on the incense before of the candle? And he's bringing to him a proof that also Beit Shammai and also Beit Hillel, both of them agree that candle is coming before of incense. That none, because it's written in our Mishnah. Beit Shammai Umrim, Beit Shammai are saying, first of all, candle, and then food, and then incense. So you see, candle is before of incense, and then Havdalah. Beit Hillel are saying candle and incense. First of all, candle, and then incense, and then food, and then Havdalah. So why you're changing to say bracha on the incense first? So Rava answered to him, that Mishnah is by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and I'm not following that Mishnah by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. To explain the argument between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Lo nechleku Beit Shammai uBeit Hillel. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are not arguing on regular Havdalah. They're arguing on someone that have only one cup of wine in Motzei Shabbat. That over there, first of all, the food going to be first for sure, and Havdalah going to be in the end for sure. They're not arguing on that. Just on what they are arguing. They're arguing on candle and on incense. That Beit Shammai are saying candle and then incense, and Beit Hillel are saying incense and then candle. So actually, Rava, by the Baruch Hashem, now it's clear. Rava, by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, is holding by the Shita of Beit Hillel. But by the explanation of the argument by Rabbi Meir, Rava is not holding not the Shita of Rabbi Meir and not the Shita of, I'm sorry, not the Shita of Beit Shammai and not the Shita of Beit Hillel. Now Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to explain to you all of that. See, actually, none of us become to be wiser, none of us open another book, none of us ask Rav Yehoshua Kohen or Rav Elchanan Elgot. Just, we try to understand it again, second time, third time, not to give up, just to read it again, to try to think, to use our minds, with all of our confusions and all of our nonsense, to see it and to try to learn it again and again, 3-4 times, and you get it. Zat Hashem, now you're going to see that it's all clear, Baruch Hashem. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Leve Rava. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, found himself in the house of Rava. Chazayel Rava, he saw that Rava, the Barich Abesamim Beresha, he was saying incense before. What it means incense before? Incense before of candle. Not the first thing. Just before of candle, there are four things you need to make bracha on. The food, you need to make bracha on the candle. We're talking in a situation that the person doesn't have more than one cup of wine. And he have to make havdalah, and then to use the wine. And also he needs to make birkat hamazon of seuda revi'it, and to make benching with on a cup. So, he needs another cup. But he's got only one. So there is a certain order, and on that order there is an argument between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, how to make that order, to bond, to attach those two things, Seuda and Havdalah, Seuda Revi'it and Havdalah, to be one thing and to use only one cup and to fulfill your obligation for both of the things. Also to be Yotze in Abdallah and also to be Yotze in benching in Suda Revi'it. Alright? So now, on that order of how to set the brachot one after the other, there is an argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. And by the Mishnah, it's been explained that over there, that Mishnah belongs to Rabbi Meir. It's explained that over there, that the argument between them is on candle and incense. They're not arguing on the beginning and not on the end. They're arguing only on the middle. Alright? So, now let's see that. So, Amarle. So Rava was blessing on the incense before of the wine. Alright? So, for Rav Huna, to Rav Huna it was hard. So Rav Huna told him, Michde, why are you doing that? Why you put incense before of candle? Michde, we saw Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Also Bet Shammai and also Bet Hillel, both of them agreed, Amaor lo paligi. They're not arguing on the candle that it's before of incense. And you put incense before of candle. So actually, Rav Huna is claiming that Rava is not following not the Shita of Bet Shammai and not the Shita of Bet Hillel, according to the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir that we just learned. And he's bringing a proof that none. Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai are saying, Ner is first, candle, and food, umazon, Besamim is third, Behavdalah fourth. So actually, he's not following the Shita of Bet Shammai, right? Because incense is third in the Shita of Bet Shammai. And Rava put it first, before of candle. And here it's after candle. Ubet Hillel Omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, candle, ner, ubsamim, and incense. So also, by the Shita of Bet Hillel, Rava is not following, is not keeping that Shita. Mazon v'avdala, food and then havdala. So, why Rava, you're not following, not the Shita of Bet Shammai, and not the Shita of Bet Hillel? Ani Rava batre. So Rava answered after him, and it mentioned after him that we're going to understand that you need to listen to the question until the end of the question. He could answer to him in the beginning of the question already. He knew that he is not holding it right because he's counting on the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rava knew that all of the question wasn't in the right place at all because Rava was not counting on that Mishnah. He's just counting on another Mishnah. Soon we're going to see on another Braita. But he was answering after him. Means he let him ask all of his question and then he answered to him. He answered to him like that. Zo divrei Rabbi Meir. That Mishnah that you brought means those two opinions, the opinion of Bet Shammai and the opinion of Bet Hillel, are both been explained to us, means the argument between Bet Hillel to Bet Shammai been explained to us by Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. But Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer is saying to us something else, that the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai was totally different. And I'm following one of the opinions according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, soon we're going to see that he is following the Shita of Bet Hillel. And he is right by the Shita of Bet Hillel. So we don't have no complaints anymore on Rava why he wasn't following no one. He wasn't following no one according to the words of Rabbi Meir. But according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, he was following the Shita of Bet Hillel. So it's all perfect. And now we're going to see what Rabbi Yehuda said. That Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechleku Bet Shammai uVet Hillel. The argument of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel was only on one thing and not on food and that it's in the beginning and not on Havdalah that's in the end. Al Hamazon shu batchila v'al Havdalah shi basof. On that they were not arguing. On what they were arguing? Al ma nechleku? Al hama'or v'al absamim. on candle and on incense. Shebet Shammai omrim, that Bet Shammai are saying, Al HaMa'or, first of all on the candle, V'achar kach besamim, and after it on incense. U'Bet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, Besamim v'achar kach ma'or, incense, and after it a candle. And Rava was following the Shita of Bet Hillel by the explanation of the argument by Rav Yehuda, and it's all done, and it's all clear.
But how is he following it if he's light, if he's changing what you first do?
He's not following the he's not Yotze by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is going to tell him, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
But he's got Rabbi Yehuda to count on him also.
Yeah.
It's like that you have Posek Ashkenazi and Posek Sfaradi. The Sfaradi going to tell you it's Chametz in Pesach, and the Ashkenazi going to tell you it's kosher in Pesach. So according to the Shita of the Sfaradi Posek, you ate chametz, but according to the shita, or doubt of chametz, but according to the shita of the Ashkenazi posek, you haven't done nothing wrong, and you're allowed to follow a posek Ashkenazi in Pesach. You're allowed to follow a posek Sfaradi in Pesach. You're allowed to choose between the shita of Rabbi Meir and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them were in the same, not exactly, but in the same level. They came. They're both Tanaim. All both of their opinions. Count, you can count on them.
Yeah.
So follow to the Shita of Rabbi Meir to explain the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Rava was all wrong, but Rava, in his tradition, he received that the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir wasn't correct, and that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Braita by Rabbi Yehuda, it was correct. That was the real argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Both of them are talking on one argument,
yeah,
and they have total different opinions. What Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel were arguing. One of them is right, one of them is wrong. You understand?
Yeah, oh, but neither has to do with Rava.
What?
Neither has to do with Rava.
Rava, he is looking for the what's the halakha today. So he's checking. He asked his rabbi, Rav, what should I do in that situation? He told him, you need to follow the Shita of Bet Hillel according to the Shita of the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. He told him, but what about the Shita of Rabbi Meir? He said, we're not following that Mishnah. I accepted from my rabbi that we need to listen to Rabbi Yehuda in that situation and not to Rabbi Meir. And this is it. So when Rava is following Rabbi Yehuda, it's stable, it's wonderful. And la'alacha lemaiseh, and that, ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said on that, na'algu ha'am, the people were used to have that custom, ke'bet Hillel, like Bet Hillel, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, means exactly like that Rava was following.
Is there a
klal,
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda,
there is. No? But I don't know it.
But there is. One thing important that people should know, this is not halakha. Because you're talking about it, maybe some people may get
it. Very right. Very true and right. Wonderful. If we have Rashi on all of that wonderful piece of Gemara, N? No, there is no.
So easy.
So easy, no Rashi.
Toda
Rabba Lashem. Yes, it's easy. Three times, four times to learn Gemara, it's easy. They were reviewing 40 times, preparing themselves to the Shiva 40 times. How's the lady?